like.
Welcome back to On the Screens. This is Jose.
It's Carlo.
And we're back, this time in a more professional setup with books holding things down.
That's right.
Anyway, it's been an interesting couple weeks since our last one. We had Comic-Con just end a few days ago. Game of Thrones premiered a week ago.
Yeah.
And a lot of things happening all over the entertainment world. But we're not TMZ. We're OTS.
Yes, we are.
Anyway, let's. What have you been watching?
Game of Thrones and everything else does not matter in life.
Well, it does. It does. You should worry about other shit besides Game of Thrones.
Yeah, especially after. You're right.
How much gas is in your car? Some of those things you worry about. So you're brand new. You're essentially a new Game of Thrones fan, but wholly devoted to Game of Thrones.
Oh yeah.
GOT, Valar Morghulis.
Yes.
Hakuna Matata, Kumate. What do you think? As a binger, what do you think?
As a binger?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. I love it because since I binged it, it's like all the information is still fresh in my mind. Like, I don't have to revisit any episodes or go back and like, hey, what happened to this person or who's friends with this or who's enemies with that? Like, everything's still fresh in my mind.
Yeah, I don't know anyone's name. Love. I don't know who the fuck anyone is. No, whenever you see a character from, like, season four, it's like, who's that guy?
Who's that guy?
Who's that guy?
So everything's just fresh in my mind, which I love. And I'm loving how everything now is just, like, they're all, like, coming together.
The funny thing is that you had no, like, moment of, like, who's this fucker? But when we first saw Euron Greyjoy, we're like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
Who's this son of a bitch? Wait, who is he?
Yeah, exactly.
And, but how do you like goth, Hot Topic, rock star Euron Greyjoy?
Oh, my God. I love him because he's just a fucking batshit crazy motherfucker, dude.
I think he's the he's a spirit animal of Ron Swanson.
Yeah.
He's
like the Guy Fieri of the high seas.
He is. He's fucking. He's just obnoxious,
insane. But yeah, insane, obnoxious, and entertaining.
But you know, at the end of the day, delicious food.
Yeah.
So what do you think is going to happen? What do you want to happen at this point?
I told my friends this, I think, and it's funny too, because I had this thought in my head, and then Jon Snow basically said that damn my thought in this past episode. I thought, like, when this season premiere, and even the last episode of season six, I thought that he didn't want to be King of the North. Like, he was so disinterested in it. Like, he just thought, oh, well, I guess I'll do it. And, but like, he said it.
I don't want to be king.
Exactly.
Oh, you're lost.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
That's a terrible Jon Snow.
Jon Snow's an old man now. King of the North. Yeah, he doesn't want to be it. So I still think it's going to be some sort of alliance between him and Daenerys. And it's just going to be where, like, they help each other out. Where, like, he's thinking bigger picture with the White Walkers. And he's going to help her out some way, get her become queen. And he's just going to become, like, her warden of the North. Like, it's just like, you know, he's going to be king of the North, like her warden, basically.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I don't know how else it could end, honestly. I know there's so many different paths to it ending, but just, like, this definitely is a blow to Daenerys, this what just happened. But, like, I still could see, like, the end
game. She lost half her fucking...
Yeah,
and the whole plan is over. The whole King's Landing plan is scrap now. There's no way she does that.
So, something's got to happen. I don't know. I just don't see, like, who else would take it. Like, who, like...
Take what?
The throne. I don't think Jon Snow has no interest
in it. He has no interest in it.
I don't think he wants to do it. Fuck it. What?
I mean, obviously, the rumor is that there will be no throne at the end. It'll just be... independent people like a Congress.
No, I don't want that shit. That's some hippy dippy shit. I don't want that.
Okay, well,
I want a damn leader.
You want a monarch?
Yes, right.
Fuck it. Put Sansa Stark in. She's a bright spot.
Oh God, yeah. She's weak as all hell, but
I like to think that when Jon left and Sansa was now in charge, she looked at the Mormont girl and was like, "Hey, what's up?" She's like, "Get the fuck away from me."
That Mormont chick is badass, dude. Little Lyanna.
I bet you she smokes.
Little Lyanna?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
She looks like she, like, just pulls out a pipe and smokes with, like, the other old guys. She
drinks all the ale.
Yeah. Yeah, so So that's good. I'm excited. I have liked it so far. It's moving fast. 5 episodes left, and then you got to wait another year.
Yeah.
And then it's over, and then suicide.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's I would see you've had the pleasure of not having to wait and do things in between seasons.
Yeah.
So I listen to a lot of podcasts that are like hours, more hours than they are, you know, in the day.
Just on Game of Thrones.
Just on Game of Thrones, and it's really fun. It's really cool, and it's gonna be a bummer to not have those. But I also want the resolution. I want things to finally end.
Mm-hmm.
But it's cool seeing stuff now, and I've noticed. I don't know if you've noticed, but the editing is so sharp. Like when they show Sam Tarly's shit montage.
Yeah,
and then,
the pus one was genius.
I freaked out. My fiance was like, "What's wrong?" I was like, "This is the best edit I've seen
in
such
ridiculous.
A long time."
It was so good.
It was so good. I loved it. It kind of made me hungry for pie. That's how good it was.
You know what? The grayscale when he was peeling it off, yeah, you know what it reminded me of? When I had my freaking
spider bite. Yeah. You had a grayscale at one point.
Yeah. It was just the pus dripping down. It brought back memories of that. And then after, I was like, ooh, pie.
You felt like Jorah Mormont?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's good so far. It's wonderful. It's a good TV. Well, you know what? It's not TV. It's HBO. So that's all said and done. We're into episode 3 now. Comic-Con ended. I had the pleasure of going, keeping my streak of going at least one day. I invited you to go, but you say you're working.
Yes,
like a stupid person.
Like a dual pigeon.
So a lot of news came out. Let's talk about, you saw the trailers, all the big ones.
Yeah, I did.
Well, let's talk about the one that you least liked.
Justice League.
Oh, there we go. Okay, so Justice League. So besides the most anticipated PS4 game of next year, mm-hmm. Is it next year or this year?
November.
It's November, okay. Is there anything you liked about it? Besides Wonder Woman?
Flash is charming.
I like Flash.
And that's it.
That's it. Well, do you not like Jason Momoa surfing a dude into a building?
No, I do not. What the fuck is that, dude? Like, come on.
I mean,
I feel like he's gonna chug a Red Bull like in the middle of like a fight scene
and say it gives you wings.
Yeah, or homicide and just drink a homicide and just fucking walk away. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't get that stuff, honestly. And where the fuck is the sun?
That's what I said. This whole movie takes place either at the same time of day for multiple days.
Yeah, exactly.
Or it's like something crazy is happening.
It's
and
like
there's
30
no
days
sky.
Of night. It's like, what the fuck happened? I like that part, that aspect of it.
I'm sure that's a way to keep it all inside sound stages and not have to shoot outdoors.
Yeah.
But it's some people liked it. I thought it was underwhelming. It made me feel like a Transformers movie where I don't know what's happening, but a lot is happening, mm-hmm. and they make me feel like I should care about this. But I'm seeing a big gun shell come at me from the Batmobile.
Yeah.
I don't know who the bad guy is. Looks like Ares at a glance. It's not Ares.
Oh, Steppenwolf.
It looks like it's Steppenwolf, but it looks like Ares at a glance. You think it's Ares? Yeah, so we'll see with that.
That looks shoddy too, though. This
and I'm like if you're going to fucking Hulk out, Jim Gordon, don't give him a fucking like coat and shit.
Yeah, you can't even tell.
Let me see jacked up Gordon out there, you know, pulling the switch on the thing.
Exactly. It's just, I don't know. It's just, again.
It's we'll a, wait. You know, and you heard about all the Whedon reshoots and the mustache, you know, debacle.
Yeah.
And Batfleck leaving. I don't know. At this point, I want to read a book about the drama behind the scenes more than
seriously.
Watch the movie. But I'll watch it because, I mean, you know, why not? You need to watch it, period. And at the end, when Alfred is looking into the distance and someone shows up, it's the T-Rex from Jurassic Park, right? That's who shows up?
No,
it's not? Because
no,
the glass ripples
no.
and if the T-Rex is here.
It's not him.
Who is it?
I can't say.
You can't say? Okay.
Inside sources?
I've been told it might be Spider-Man.
Is it Spider-Man?
Yeah, I heard it's Spider-Man. He shows
up.
It's Uncle Ben? Uncle Ben.
I thought you were dead. I am.
Yeah. Maybe it's Robin from the Nolan trilogy and it all just comes together.
It's Nightwing.
It's Nightwing.
Shia LaBeouf is Nightwing.
Shia LaBeouf. Yeah, so that was, people were technically, you know, I mean, not technically, they were pretty underwhelmed with the trailer.
Really?
I mean, from what I gather, people were not stoked about it. It's a trailer. It's
It does what it's something.
It's still, it feels like a mashup of different movies that some kid made on YouTube to like what they think is really hard metal music.
Yeah.
And just like, and it's supposed to be very epic and sweeping, but I don't think you ever get many wide shots. Lots of destruction, so people die again. Yeah. You know, people complain about the Marvel movies having massive destruction.
Oh, they love fucking shit up on DC films too.
Yeah, and in DC films, they love blowing shit up.
Yeah,
like stuff blows. People burn alive in DC universe. I'll watch it. Flash, even Aquaman. I want to see what else. What other sweet?
Did you get
sweet
movies? See any of the footage, Aquaman?
No. I didn't. Okay. No, I didn't get to go to any panels because I don't want to wait a day and a half in line. You know,
I heard someone waited like 25 hours in line and still didn't get in.
You know, sucks for them.
That's crazy.
I mean, you make life choices. Some people do heroin. Some people don't.
That's true.
It's a bummer that you have to wait that long to try and get in. But hey, that's the Comic-Con life. It's sometimes not worth it. So. Yeah. That's Justice League. Yeah. I'll watch it. I mean, why not? I'll watch it. And I also like Ben Affleck. So.
Yes. Mr. You know, Affleck.
Wonder Woman, Ben Affleck. Now they can actually talk, unlike Batman vs. Superman, where no one talks to each other.
Yeah, that's very true.
And somehow they still fight together. Okay, so let's move on from Justice League. We'll talk about that more later. Did you watch the Stranger Things trailer?
Yes. Cool. I enjoyed that one very much.
Okay, so are you hoping that Barb comes back?
No.
No?
If they do, I hope they kill her again. Okay. Imagine she's back and then like it's like Willy. Remember Willy, that one episode, that one Treehouse of Horror where every segment he gets killed?
Yeah.
She could be like the groundskeeper Willy of Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Just bring her back and have her get killed.
I went to the Stranger Things exhibit at the Netflix had a Comic-Con and I showed you the picture of the shrine to Barb where you could like get a candle or leave a candle and they had a picture of Barb, and I yelled out, she deserved it, and the guy laughed, the guy who was running the thing. So, hey, you know what? She deserved it.
Did people turn around and look at
you? No, I don't think anyone really cared.
Oh, okay.
But that was fun. That was a cool thing. You get to, like, you know, go into the that tree where the Upside Down is.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you got to see all the props. You got a hat. You get a Stranger Things hat. That's like Dustin's hat. And people were trying to bite off me on the floor. Some guy said $20. And I said, no, I waited 3 hours in line for this hat. It's not worth $20. People wanted the hat.
Someone gave you a grand.
Oh, absolutely. Here it is.
Cool. There you go.
$20? No,
man. That's lowballing
you. You're
shit.
Lowballing me a lot here.
It's Comic-Con, man. Come on.
Come on. Come on, nerds.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And we've talked about this. I don't get the pity for Barb. I feel like people like her for who she was as a character, but they never took into account how mopey she was.
She was a buzzkill. She was trying to like slut shame her friend the whole
fucking
time.
A little bit. No one talks about how she was kind of like
she's a shitty.
Like you want to hang out with '80s, Ben Schwartz. It's like
yeah, she's just like
no, like don't like listen. They're just gonna bone down and they're gonna go home. And if she feels shitty about it, you know,
it's dumb. Yeah, it's like okay, Yeah, you slut shame your friend, and then you end up going to the party with her after all, and then you're a buzzkill over there. I don't know how the hell anyone could be like, oh, she's such a great character. No, she's garbage.
Yeah, and if you were that person in high school or middle school or whatever, you were the buzzkill.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, you could have just gone home. Your friend would have minded. You would have been happy at home. You tried protecting your friend. Nothing happened to her. I mean, literally, the worst thing that could happen to her happened to you because you stayed outside and she went indoors.
There's so many great characters. There's like all the kids, Sheriff Hawkins, Winona Ryder's great, and people are busting a nut over Barb.
Yeah.
And it's like so stupid. It's like enough with the Barb shit.
Like I don't understand people are just saying like I relate to Barb so much. And it's like, wait, what about the kids? Like those kids to me are far more relatable than Barb. Like, you know. I wish I was a little black kid. I'd be so much cooler.
There you go. See?
But I'm a little Mexican kid, which is not as cool. I'm excited for season two. Shit gets crazier. Will's back. Will's seeing shit. I'm excited. I love the Halloween theme. Is there something that you're looking forward to?
I don't know. I mean, they hit a home run with the first season, and from what I just see so far, it just looks like it's going to get even better. I really hope, like, they just continue with just, I don't know, just keeping that excellence going. And I'm just wondering, like, you know, how 11's going to factor into all of it. Because, of course, they tease it a little bit in the trailer, like, you know, she's still around.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, Mike's missing her and all that shit. But I'm just really, hoping where she fits into all this. And more importantly, too, like, Sheriff Hawkins and, like, his daughter. Because I know
is his name
something...
Sheriff Hawkins?
Not Sheriff Hawkins. Sheriff of Hawkins.
Sheriff of Hawkins.
Sheriff
okay.
Hawkins, stupid me. Hawkins is his name of the city. But, yeah. Yeah, just his daughter, too. Because, like, it kind of left a little hint last
they
season.
Do,
like, that
yeah.
something went happened with yeah, his yeah. daughter that wasn't normal. It's, like, not a normal, yeah. like, disappearance or whatever.
They made it seem like it was his fault, though.
Yeah.
In a weird way. But, yeah, 11. I like the whole 11 coming back thing, but... We'll see where that goes. I like that.
Didn't he basically sell out, like, in the season? Like, he ended up helping them to, in order to, didn't he help them track down 11 or get at 11 in order to, like, I need to refresh my memory with Stranger Things. Because I remember he negotiated something with that organization.
Because he, at the cause end. He knows how to get access to yeah. her. Because he's leaving the waffles for
yeah.
her. Yeah, I don't remember. I got to watch it again now. But I'm excited for Stranger Things. You know, people say, one of the big issues I have is when people start saying shit like, oh, there's too much nostalgia in this. It's too heavy-handed. Like, they wouldn't be wearing Ghostbusters, you know, costumes. There wouldn't be a Thing poster on the wall. And I'm just like, just fucking get over it.
Yeah.
Like first of all, like, no one complains about American Graffiti.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly. It's just
no
so
one,
stupid.
You know, whatever. Yes, don't hang on to nostalgia that hard, guys.
Very much so.
I was told that Barb, the actress that plays Barb, actually went up during the panel to ask if Barb comes back during the Stranger Things panel, and they said no to her.
Good.
So I'm hoping that's a end to that. She's dead. She moved on to Riverdale. Kind of the same character. So go watch her over there.
Really? She's
yeah.
in there? Okay. No. Yeah. I think I'm yeah. going to avoid it now.
Yeah. All right. So Stranger Things. I'm excited. Next one. Kingsman. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
I'm excited. I want to be a statesman.
Yeah.
I want Jeff Bridges
that's
to be
I
my boss.
That's what I love now, like Did learning you, yeah. learning about what the statesmen are. It's like an American version.
They look
I love
so
that.
Damn gaudy, and I
it's
you know,
so great.
I love it. I cannot wait to watch it. The more I watch them, the more I think maybe they might have cast the wrong hands Han Solo.
That's what I keep seeing. Like people, I've seen so many tweets about Taron.
He's
being
good.
The right
he's,
one.
He's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I like him a lot. But we'll see. Anyway. Also, no Han Solo stuff at Comic-Con. That was a little bit strange. Well, I mean, yeah, who knows? Maybe it's
yeah,
still too fresh.
Borderline dumpster fire going
yeah,
on over there.
That's,
so maybe
that's Marvel's. I mean, Disney's Justice League over there.
Yeah.
You
think they'll have like a trailer at least by Last Jedi?
I would imagine at least a teaser, even if it shows no footage. Probably at least like a teaser with
yeah.
just a reveal of Han
Solo.
Because
they still have to show the second Last Jedi trailer. They only have one so far.
I thought that was going to drop with at this weekend or something.
Oh, yeah.
The
just
only
that
thing,
behind the scenes
The only thing coming up is Thor, and that's, I think, way too late. That's November,
yeah,
right?
Thor and Coco are in November,
that
right?
That seems...
Something in, like, all the Disney properties.
That
like,
seems
kind of
far.
If there's anything before that.
I don't know.
Which
what
I don't
they
think
would,
that it is.
I don't think there is. So I'm just surprised there's no... Maybe they'll release it a month before and just roll with that.
It'll be like, yeah...
It's not like people aren't going to show up to the fucking movie. But, yeah, I want to see more. I want to see more.
They could always do a Kimmel thing. You know how they love debuting
other specials and you
yeah.
just drop it during... yeah,
like in
Kimmel,
October or
Kimmel
like
sells
that.
Out hard.
Yeah.
Kimmel's a company, man. Yeah, but Kingsman, I'm excited. It looks like the expansion of the universe. It gets fucking even wackier with like mm-hmm. their gadgets and gizmos. So I'm stoked for that. Channing Tatum. Nice.
Good man. Good, Agent good, Tequila, good, right?
Agent Tequila, and then the other one's Whiskey, and then... Jeff Bridges is champagne.
So fucking clever.
So clever and so gaudy. It's just, it's so American.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm excited. And the return of Halle Berry. I guess. I mean,
Julianne Moore, I guess, too.
She never went away, but
yeah.
no one really cared about the things that she was in until, you know, for a while. Yeah, Kingsman, I'm excited for sure. What's the other one?
Thor.
Thor. Yeah, Thor looks like a winner. Like Thor looks fucking. You're not a crazy Thor fan,
as fuck.
But you can't tell me this. You get so excited watching this.
I was fucking pumped after I saw that trailer.
Yeah,
and you know I don't like Thor.
You don't like Thor.
And now I saw this, I'm like, fuck yes! Like, give me more of this shit.
I think
it's wacky, it's zany. I fucking love it.
It's like a buddy comedy with these two guys. And I told you that's a perfect director.
And you
got to watch. You know what we do in the shadows now because it's so good.
Hulk looks fucking all like refined, nice haircut.
Yeah, like, Hulk looks like he's like fucking, got his shit together.
Yeah.
It's not hobo hole.
Like, it's like, I'm angry, but, like, I could keep it relatively normal level angry.
And he's, like, he's a jerk, but he's a fun jerk.
Yeah. Like, seeing
and then
Valkyrie and then everything. Oh, my God. It's so
your
good.
Girl, Kate Blanchett, as Hela.
She's crazy as fuck. She looks great, too.
I can't even imagine how crazy this movie's going to be. And it looks super action-packed. When I think back on the other Thors, I don't know if they were that action-packed.
I don't remember them being
Dark World wasn't crazy action. If it was, it was a little bit slow. Like, it was literally a slow ship moving through, like, London, I think. Yeah. But this one looks like it's going to be a hit. A lot of Guardians vibe to it. Jeff Goldblum is fucking amazing in everything he's in.
I love that. That he's in
it's
there.
A crazy cast. I think it's an underrated cast. It's going to be stacked with talent, and I think the humor is going to knock it out of the park.
I love that the whole cast of Creed is in the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
I love that.
And I'm hoping that has a Black Panther trailer attached, because I need more Black Panther.
They even took like a little team picture together. Thor cast and the Black Panther cast.
Oh, they did? Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah, it's cool.
I'm stoked
for that. It's just crazy like how they're all just so just different and just like so. I don't know. I just love how just different everything's becoming more in that MCU. Like, like Homecoming and Thor and Black Panther are just completely different, like and universes.
And then to know that they all have to interact together, it's going to be so much fun.
And then like the little info about Captain Marvel being set in the 90s. That's kind of cool.
I mean, there you go. If Guardians was the 80s movie, this one's going to be the 90s one. And you know,
they attach some 90s music to Captain Marvel.
Oh, God damn it.
I want some. I'm thinking maybe a little bit of Fastball.
Fuck me. I like Fastball. I like
Duncan Sheik, that one song I like.
I literally don't know what that is.
No, he's a good guy.
Oh, I thought that was a band.
No, it's a guy. Maybe some Oasis, you know.
Okay.
Some 90s shit.
You want some New Radicals in that? Is that too late 90s?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe some Runaway Train.
Again, I don't know what the fuck that is.
That's a song.
Okay, I thought that was a band. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not familiar with 90s music.
Or Natalie Bruglia's Torn.
How some Salt and Pepper?
That too. Or Criminal by Fiona Apple. That'd be a cool song to go with.
As long as you put in Gangster's Paradise by Coolio, I'm good.
That's the only 90s song you could come up with.
That's the only 90s song I own.
Oh my gosh. Some Soul for Real?
I don't know. Again, don't know. I'm not.
All for One?
These are R&B bands, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because they don't sound like...
Soul for Real is classic.
I keep thinking you're saying Soul for Real.
No, watch...
Which is a name for a metal band.
Watch the music video for Soul for Real, Candy Rain. The budget looks like it was like $12.
It probably was in the 90s.
It's so great. I love it. But yeah, I'm just excited. Thor looks good. I don't like Thor, but this looks fucking great.
Yeah, I'm stoked for this one, too. And also leave it to Ryan Coogler to fucking put Run the Jewels as a trailer music for Black Panther.
Yeah.
God, he's such a genius. I mean, I almost want, like, him to take over other movies later. Like, I want him to do, like, a Thor. Or
I love the hashtag that's running around for Black Panther.
What is it?
Like, Black Panther so lit. I love that fucking hashtag. I love that.
And
that guy wore that Stranger Things shirt, Friends Don't Lie.
Yes, I love that. I saw that.
Oh, that's so good.
It's perfect. It's perfect. It's so good.
I really hope Black Panther becomes like... I really hope it's like a top 10 for me.
Yeah.
I think it
looks amazing. And it's this thing where like for a while people are like, oh, Tony Stark again, Iron Man's and everything. But it's like, dude, check this out. Like, you have all these properties that, you know... probably will don't need Tony Stark after this. I don't think Homecoming needs more Tony. It'll probably have some.
No.
Guardians doesn't need any more Iron Man. Neither does Black Panther. Neither does Thor. Miss Marvel won't have Tony Stark in it. At least I hope not. Ant-Man and the Wasp. So there's definitely a lot of things coming up that are gonna reshape the universe for sure. What was the other one? Defenders. Defenders, a Netflix show. I guess I went to the Netflix experience thing, uh-huh. and it was fun. They had a Defenders thing. They have all the costumes. I got a free hot dog.
That's always good.
Yeah, from Hell's Kitchen. I got a free hot dog. I got a shirt. I'm excited for Defenders. I haven't seen Iron Fist yet, but I should watch it before
I want to watch it just because I want
to. I want to be a completist, yeah. and I want to watch it, but.
Good Lord. Yeah.
Any more Jessica Jones, I'll take it in whatever form.
I fucking love it. I love Jessica Jones. That's still the best one ever.
Of course, still the best one. I'm excited. These guys are just as good as some of the DC, I mean, the MCU guys. I would love to see Jessica Jones.
Did they tease Punisher in there?
He's going to hate his own series, so I'm sure he'll probably make some appearance. He'll probably jump out of the trash can, so I'm going to be like...
Again, that's fucking stellar casting, too.
Yeah. Who's in that?
John Bernthal is Punisher?
That alone is just dead
God,
on.
It's so perfect.
It's like he was made for the role for that, and I'm excited for that, because he does not seem like a fun guy to hang around with.
Oh, Iron Fist got renewed for a second season, too.
The showrunner left, and some people were really sarcastically bummed out about it, if you read any articles.
No, I didn't read any articles.
Okay, they were really sarcastically bummed out about it. So they're excited. Defenders looks fun. I can't wait to see it. More hallway fights,
it's like they have to do that now just to keep the trend going.
Yeah, the Marvel Universe has Loki somewhere in the villain, or Thanos.
Yeah.
The Netflix Universe, you need hallways.
It's the end of August, right?
I think mid-August.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah,
that's
awesome. So let's see, we got Thor out of the way, you got Defenders, Kingsman, Justice League.
Stranger Things. Westworld. We need to talk about.
Yeah.
It was small, right? It was like a minute and a half?
It's small. You got nothing too revealing about it.
Yeah.
But it made it seem like Bernard is just kind of living his life still as Bernard, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm kind of wondering now, do the other hosts know who's a host?
That's what's, like, confusing me. Like, after that aftermath, like, what now? Like, do they, like, sweep it under the rug that it happened and just keep going with, like, the whole, like, Westworld thing going on, knowing that there's, like, basically, like, a rebellion going on?
I
don't get it. I just don't know.
So this is supposed to be set months after, I think, or years after the initial incident. I just don't know, like, I just want to know if hosts know who's a host. Because if Bernard never said no one knows he's a host except, who knows?
I don't think anyone knows.
I don't think anyone knows except,
Man in Black.
Yeah, and Anthony Hopkins, but he's dead. So.
It's just interesting. Yeah, I mean, you don't see much.
You don't see much, but it gets you excited.
Yeah.
You know?
That's one, again, like, that's definitely worth, like, revisiting. Like,
yeah,
there's so much. But one thing I never liked was the samurai world thing.
You don't like the samurai world?
I don't like it.
That there's
like
a samurai
world. I don't want that. I want Westworld. I want just Western. I want all that.
I get that. I do want Westworld. I want Westworld.
I want those characters. I don't want some freaking samurai running around doing stuff. Like I want just the Westworld. I love like the whole world. I love that. Mm-hmm. I just don't get the whole samurai world thing. Unless I don't know. I don't dig it. But you never know what could happen. Maybe it's just like a little tease and they'll dismiss it for a later time. But
could be. I was assumed it was just more of like there's other shit outside of Westworld. Like, you know, it's like a different land. Like you go to Chuck E. Cheese, here's the arcade, here's the ball games.
And there's Discovery Zone.
There you go. DZ Discovery Zone. Bankrupt.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's anything else you want to talk about Comic-Con or...
I mean, we knocked down pretty much the trailers that we were, like, all wanted to see.
Yeah. And for Marvel, it just seemed more of an update to what's happening. Because last year was a pretty big, like, a lot of some announcements and stuff. But this year was just mostly, like, a...
Well, they said that they showed the Circle of Life scene from from Favreau's Lion King.
Oh, wow.
The opening scene. They said that he's already, like, completed that. And they said people were just, like, blown away by it.
Wow. Excited
so
for that.
That's cool. Like, I want to know what's going on with that. And then what else? Like, there was a rumor because Hugh Jackman was
at Comic-Con.
Well, he was running around like he was like showing himself at Disneyland, like taking pictures. And online, they were like, "Oh, like people thinking he's going to go to Comic-Con or something like that." But just and then someone on Twitter said that they're like, "Oh, Wolverine's probably in Infinity War. It's probably just a little twist." It's like, no, come on. And just they find out that they cast him as Scar for Lion King.
Oh, that's I'm excited. I'm yeah. still excited.
That's awesome, right?
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that was a thing. Like he yeah. he's cast as Scar.
That's pretty so that's good cool. casting. I like that casting. That's cool. Is Donald Glover young and old Simba?
That's a very good question. I'm not sure.
Anyway, that's a great casting. I love Hugh Jackman. I was calling him Hugh Hackman.
I thought you were going to say Gene Hackman. I'm like, no, he's not Scar. He's scarred. Well, not Scar.
Is he dead?
I don't think so.
No. Who's the one that died?
Dennis Hopper?
Dennis Hopper.
Poor guy. He died like 5 years ago. We're bringing him up.
Listen.
Oh. I saw him on an episode of Entourage and he didn't look so hot.
Gene Hackman, Dennis Hopper, Robert Duvall. It's like
Robert Duvall's still around.
I don't know which one's which.
Duvall's still around, I think.
Yeah. That would have been a movie I want to see.
Yeah.
I mean, so let's wrap up this Comic-Con. Ready Player One. Yeah. So,
oh, yeah.
it's a book. Listen, I get people were super stoked for the trailer. They showed the Iron Giant nostalgia stuff. I still don't know what's happening in that movie.
I never read the book, and I've only heard little things about it. But like, it just seems there's such a huge backlash against
a lot of people don't seem to like the book. I don't know why.
Because it's all like referenced out, like too much shit going on.
I don't know why. I've heard people say. I've heard here just here and there that they just don't like it. It's kind of like the Crash of books.
Wow. Okay.
That's what I've heard. But I can have no experience with it. Don't quote me. I'm not the Pope.
It looks not like it looks cool. Like the
it looks cool.
The trailer looks
But is it like I don't get it. Like is it a world where people are like stuck in VR? Is it like the Matrix? I mean, they hint that the guy says that's everyone just lives in that digital world.
The only reason I think I could just give it a chance is because it's fucking Spielberg.
That's Spielberg, yeah. I'll give it a chance. Why not?
It's just like, yeah, that's what I'm banking on. Like, yeah. I thought about getting the book and reading it before watching it, but I don't read books.
Yeah,
so
no.
I was thinking like, yeah, I'll just put my faith in the Spielberg.
Do you read magazines?
Not even that. Well, I got my Planet of the Apes Mondo magazine.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. I got that. And I've been reading the shit out of that. That shit's so good.
Okay, listen. So I go to the Mondo booth on the Comic-Con floor because I walk the floor and look for things to buy. Mondo has the coolest shit, but they capped the line at like 4 p.m. Like, dude, seriously, come on. Like, just let me buy something. So these nerds need to chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Get their poster and leave. Don't dilly-dally because I couldn't buy shit at Mondo. So Mondo, if you listen to this, probably not. Let me buy shit. I want to buy shit. Yeah, so it's crazy how popular they are.
Yeah.
You know, surprisingly, they didn't have the magazine there. I don't think I saw the magazine there. I thought
the new one coming out is Stephen King.
That one I kind of want to buy.
I think I want to buy it just because, like, well, I haven't bought all of them. There's one that I didn't get. The Aliens one I didn't get, and there was another one.
I think you didn't get the,
it was something else I wasn't interested in.
King Kong?
Yeah, I didn't get that one. No, I didn't get that one either. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have the Civil War one. I have the Batman vs Superman one. I have the Star Wars one, the Pixar and the Planet of the Apes.
Good to know you invested in these magazines as your future retirement.
Hell yes, they're gonna be worth something.
All right, so I think that's it. I think we got Ready Player One. We'll watch it. I mean, Spielberg.
Spielbergo.
Yes, that's the American Union yeah. Spielberg. Anything you want to let recommend to people?
Just watch Game of Thrones. There's nothing Game else of Thrones. Going on.
Is there anything else that's big right now?
No.
No.
I don't. I mean, what movies until like Kingsman is?
No, I
watching.
No.
It's just Kingsman, and then like a huge lull, and then like Thor and
then
Justice
Oscar
League,
season starts.
Last Jedi. But yeah, I mean, it's Game of Thrones, and then I think right when Game of Thrones ends is going to the Defenders, and then there's nothing in September. Then Stranger Things picks up, so there's some good TV coming our way.
Exciting, good TV coming. Of course, good TV is always there. There's always good TV somewhere to be found.
Yeah.
All right then. What am I going to recommend? I just rewatched It, so I'd say watch It again before the new one because the new one looks. Genuinely fucking scary.
Oh, there's a new trailer coming out.
I think today. Thursday. I thought it was today.
There was a teaser for the Okay. A teaser for the trailer.
I love doing that shit. Watch the original. Did it age well? Nope.
Nope.
But still scarred me as a child. But the new one looks fucking frightening. And when you see the parallels from the new one to the old one, the scenes that they've remade,
yeah,
they've heightened that shit up by a million. So I'm excited for that.
It's nice to see the kid from Midnight Special getting more work.
Midnight Special, what was that one?
One with Joel Edgerton and Michael Shannon, and the kid's like kind of like, he's like an alien. And
wait, Joel Edgerton? Or
Edgerton. I'm all Edgertoned out, Terrence. I was thinking about Edgerton.
Joel Edgerton.
Edgerton, yeah.
Joel Edgerton. Also, I've been talking about him recently. Underrated actor.
Oh, yeah. Underrated. He's badass.
He's great in that movie. He's great. Great in Gatsby. Great in The Gift. Great in
Special.
He's in that new Will Smith Netflix movie, Bright.
Oh, Bright.
Which I'm excited for. I think comes out soon or next year, maybe.
Oh, okay.
It's a movie. December, I'm being told by my producer. December, and I can't wait to watch it. It looks cool. I want some more good Will Smith. I miss the Fresh Prince. All right. So where can they find us?
Podcast OTS is the Twitter handle. Instagram is on.the.screens.podcast. You can reach us there. Send us stuff. Our email's onthescreenspodcast@gmail.com.
All right. And my Twitter is @1-1 onedashone. You can find me there, and then you can add us. Please subscribe. Just talk about it. Tell people you listen to us, please.
Yes,
please. If you don't, we don't exist. All right, then. And we'll see you next time.
Later.
Have a good night.